I've been a nationalist in this country, a dissident, for over a decade. And I never felt that if I obeyed the law and stayed within the law and didn't like Fed post and shit like that, if I did everything by the book, that my freedom would be safe, that I could go to a court and win. Under Trump, that is what changed. And I have heard whispers from people in Washington that after Charlottesville, Trump was the one that loosened a lot of the prosecutorial standards going after nationalists. That is what I have heard.
That's interesting.
That he said that whenever they would have an issue saying, oh, Mr. Trump, this is potentially illegal or something, Trump would say, don't worry about it. And they, you know, and so that's the great irony of Trump and Trumpism, and why I'm actually happy that he lost, that he provided cover for government overreach and government oppression, that if Hillary Clinton was doing it, everyone on the right would be angry at. But Trump, once we broke with Trump and we realized he was a fraud, Trump saw that we were pressuring him politically. Right. We were saying, hey, why aren't you doing what you said? Saw that. What happened is he unleashed the dogs. That's when the oppression really happened. Like a lot of liberals and leftists protecting white nationalists, Trump protects the right or whatever. All bullshit. He might have been protecting QAnon and stuff like that because those are his loyalists. But he wasn't protecting the alt-right. Not at all.
No.
Things got way worse under Trump.